Self-discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's a fantastic podcast that I recently discovered and really enjoy listening to. Since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week as he talks with heavy-hitting guests, like many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. I really enjoy this show, and I think you will too. What I like is how there's always something in every episode that I can pull out and use in my everyday life. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get a few great tips on how to build your self-discipline. Enjoy.
And you wonder why success seems so far away. Well, it's because you keep making poor decisions day after day after day. I keep telling you over and over again, but you not listening. You will never, ever reach your full potential in life without massive self-discipline. They say self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do things that should be done. I say self-discipline is winning the daily internal battles that should be won. But so many of us lose these mental daily altercations. And the only way to see and be the change we so desperately desire is for us to make alterations to our lives. That means you gotta change. At first, it will seem strange because this requires you to rearrange the mental process of your brain in hopes to gain full control and ease the strain and pain of stepping outside of the comfort zone of your previous lane. But if you can tame your inner wild child, those tears and frowns will quickly turn to cheers and smiles, and all of the trials and tribulations will give way to happiness and jubilation. But this transformation is definitely not easy. It requires daily application. It requires an endurance of agitation. It requires migration, adaptation, and maturation. Simply put, that means you have to grow up. That means you have to say no at times you normally would say yes. That means you have to resist temptation and find a way to feel good about it. So think of self-discipline like a muscle. And right now, my friend, your self-discipline muscle is super weak. So in order for you to build that muscle up, you gotta start exercising self-discipline on a daily basis. But you gotta start small. Pick one thing that you struggle with as it relates to self-discipline and then commit. The key word is commit. That means you are pledging and vowing to have self-discipline as it relates to this particular thing. Boom! You now have overcome a major hurdle in your life. And at the same time, you've effectively exercised your self-discipline muscle. And guess what? That means now your self-discipline muscle is much, much stronger. So what are you waiting for? Are you not sick and tired of losing because you don't have the self-discipline to do the things you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do them? Are you not sick and tired of failing because you lack the self-discipline to push through the hard times in the face of adversity? Are you not sick and tired of being broke financially and broken physically and mentally because your self-discipline meter is on empty and you have no reserve of energy to refuel? Are you not sick and tired of giving in to temptation in every aspect of your life? Because up to this point, you have never exercised your self-discipline muscle, so life just bullies you into submission. Right now, I really need you to listen. Because in order for you to glisten, shine bright like a diamond, and be a successful citizen, you must win the daily battles as it relates to self-discipline.
See, a lot of things we're doing, we do unconsciously because we picked it up somewhere in life. A friend of mine out of Chicago named Rhea Steele, I was at her house to have dinner, and Rhea, who was born in Chicago, has a tremendous southern drawl. After I met her mother, I said, where did Rhea get her southern drawl from? She said, my sisters came up from Kentucky, and they used to be her babysitter. And she picked it up while in their presence. And Rhea still has that drawl. What is it that you've picked up somewhere in life that maybe might be a liability to you? What fear, what beliefs that you're holding on to tenaciously that's no longer allowing your life to work? It's not enabling you to produce the results that you want to produce in your life. And you're still clinging to them. See, as we go into a new world, there's some old behaviors that just won't fit. What are the events? What are the circumstances? What are the people that have shaped you? Just thinking. What are the things that you need to let go? Some things that have cost you pain, that's stifling your growth and development. What are those things? As you begin to look at your profession or your career, what is it that you need to do to begin to upgrade your skills or your knowledge? To continue for you to be competitive in the marketplace. As you begin to look at yourself and ask some of these questions, what is something that you're good at? Are you living your passion? Are you living your dream? What would you do with your life if you had it to live over? Getting to know yourself. What is one value, one deep commitment from which you would never budge? What is one cause that you would like to become involved in to make a difference on the planet? What is your biggest setback, failure, or defeat of the past year? Have you explored your natural talents, your gifts, by enthusiastically trying a variety of activities? Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of us have so much talent and abilities, we just put them back on the back burner, or just left them aside someplace. Never did anything with them, never brought them out here. Used to do them extremely well in high school or college, or just had a natural gift and never did anything with it. What are you sitting on? What gifts are you sitting on?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.